they are gathered. In my name, I'll be with them. Although you are scattered, I'm drawing you back to love you again. So come unto me, my child, and I'll give you peace. Then you will be B'nai Shalom. B'nai Shalom, children of peace. B'nai Shalom, on Yeshua we'll feast. B'nai Shalom, children of peace. B'nai Shalom, Yeshua will be B'nai Shalom. Love one another as you have seen me love you. My sister, my brother, do as I command you, and come unto me, my child, and I'll give you peace. Then you will be B'nai Shalom. B'nai Shalom, children. On Yeshua we'll feast. B'nai Shalom, children of peace. B'nai Shalom, through Yeshua we'll be B'nai Shalom, children of peace.
Hallelujah, blessed be the name of Yahweh, and it is officially the first day of the new year. Amazingly, surprisingly, caught us all off guard that, yes, today is the first day of the new year. Starting tonight after sundown, new moon was spotted here in the United States, and we are officially into the new year, which means Passover is only a couple weeks away. And so what I thought was very unlikely actually took place. We confirmed that harvestable barley was found in Israel, both the wild variety and the domesticated variety. And so what can I say? We are into Yahweh's new year, and just goes to show the things that I expect aren't always what Yahweh does. And so that also means our Feast of Tabernacles is actually going to start what the world calls September 16th. When everybody will arrive, the 17th is when it'll actually begin, which places the Feast of Tabernacles actually the first and last high days on a Sabbath, so on a regular weekly Sabbath. So anyway, that is the official word I have gotten, and I have done everything I could to absolutely be 100% sure from witnesses that are believers in Messiah. And two separate witnesses indication, and you know, that we can, we do have harvestable barley. Now the barley is not, it's in a stage of what they call dough stage, where you would have to parch it in order to offer it. And there was sufficient barley for a omer of bread. So that's the word. And I think we're good. So we have, just give praise to Yahweh. And I'm sorry for anyone who made their Passover dates and such in the month called April. But Yahweh's timetable might be different. We're going to have to pray for those brothers in prison who already put their time in for the month called April. But we are actually in the month called March. The 23rd will be Passover Day. Tonight begins what's called March the 10th. And so if you look on a calendar, tonight begins the first day of unleavened bread going into tomorrow. And so that would mean the night of, the day of the 23rd call of March would be Passover Day. That would be the 14th day of the month. And then the 24th would be a holy day, a day of rest. And then the last day of the feast would also be a day of rest on what the world calls March 30th. But you do not have to rest on the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, or 29th. I'm sorry. You do have to rest on the 26th because it's a normal Sabbath. But the other days are not days of rest. Not even the 23rd is a day of rest. It's just a Passover day. So, but the night of the 23rd after sundown is when we are going to actually partake of the body of the Messiah. And so, there we go. That is the official dates, and I'm leaving them up there for those who may just be joining us. So, that is the current arrangement, and maybe I'll just do a double screen. And for those of you who have gotten any information otherwise or whatever, Brother Solomon Meyer, and also Brian Cumbery, both have indicated to us that there is harvestable barley of the wild variety. And what's I kind of prefer the wild variety, and also agricultural. So that is the official word from here, and that also means it's time to blow a shofar, and that also means I'm looking for people to blow that shofar with. So please call in, and our telephone number is 417-683-3575. And toll-free, 866-435-4924. And our Skype ID is Eliyah.com. Easy way to remember the toll-free number is 866, the number 4, and then Eliyah. And in the Skype, all you got to do is click the link just above the center of the video screen to the Skype. And your Skype, if it's open, will connect you directly here to the studio. And love to blow a shofar with someone out there, if you'd like to call in and do so. And then a little bit later here in the broadcast, we also are going to be taking your new moon reports. I did get a confirmed report from Solomon Meyer, who has said he found the new moon here in the United States. The new moon was not seen. It was impossible for it to have been seen in Israel. So we can't confirm that for the nation of Israel. But we do have confirmation. Two persons in New Mexico were able to avoid the clouds. And Let me check elsewhere here. For our new moon report, I'm sorry I'm a little bit slow because I got quite busy trying to figure out the barley situation. But I came down to the wire. That's why I had to wait until 9:15 Eastern to start our broadcast. But that's where we are at the moment. And we are anticipating being able to see the new moon because, according to the moon chart, it is easily visible here in the United States. Not so easily visible in other places of the world. But I'll go ahead and give you an example of our moon chart. So you can take a look at what I'm talking about here. And I will put this up on the screen. Just one moment. And I'll get that up on the screen for us. All right, I'm not quite sure why I can't seem to get rid of the sidebar, but I'm trying to here, just so we can get a real nice clear view. Okay, here we go. This is the official moon chart for North America. And I'm not quite sure. I can't get rid of the sidebar. I don't know what the full screen key is. But you can see here that most of North America here, except for the New England state, perhaps, area, I'll pretty easily be able to see the new moon according to this particular visibility chart, which I found to be pretty accurate all year. So I think we're good there. And so that is the official charts. And so far, we had clouds here, so we were not able to see anything. We had 100% cloudiness, so didn't even bother going out to look. But We do have a confirmed sighting in New Mexico, and I'm kind of checking right now our comments form. We do have confirmed sighting from Neil Bornhoft and the Delap family. So two families saw the new moon in Westside, Iowa. And so there we go. Those are good witnesses there. Thankfully, they had clear enough skies to be able to see it. Of course, they're pretty far north, so that's a good indication. Pretty solid right there. So New Mexico and also Iowa, and I'm not really sure where Solomon is from, so I can't say where he saw it, but indications where he actually took a picture of the new moon, and in fact, if you'd like, I can go ahead and save that picture, and I can share it. In just a minute.
Those who trust in Yahweh are like mountains. cannot be moved. They cannot be moved. They cannot be moved. They cannot be moved. From this time and forever, as long as the moon keeps time, you stand before me, the apple of my eye. You will not be moved. You will not be moved. You will not be moved.
Blessed be Yahweh. Those who trust in Him are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, abides forever. As the mountains surround Yerushalayim, Yahweh surrounds His people. Hallelujah. Beautiful psalm, psalm number 125. Actually, the whole psalm is a beautiful psalm. For the scepter of righteousness shall not rest on the land allotted to the wicked, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Indicating the power of influence, right? Do good, O Yahweh, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to the crooked ways, Yahweh shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Shalom be upon Yisrael. And that's why Yahshua says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Because I'm going to go where they are allowed to go, which is away from the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to do iniquity. All right, we do have a phone call. I believe it might be Brother Yosef, is that right? Are you with me, brother?
Shalom. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. So sing us a song, brother. Got a song for us? Can you hear me? Are you with me? Sounds like we may have lost connection with Brother Yosef. I'll give him a call back. Hopefully, we will reconnect. And,
Shalom.
Shalom. We're back. So,
for Yahweh,
here we go.
He is Tov, and his mercy continues forever. For Yahweh, he is Tov, and his mercy continues forever. For Yahweh, he is Tov, and his mercy continues forever. For Yahweh, he is Tov, and forever his mercy endures. Stand up and glorify Yahweh. Stand up and glorify Yahweh. For his blessings make up rich, and in him there is no sorrow. Stand up and glorify Yahweh. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the Passover Lamb of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like your song edits, praise Yahweh. And love to hear the other one that you sang as well.
Okay. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, shalom, patience, kindness, hopeness. The fruit of the Spirit is trustworthiness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, shalom, patience, kindness, hopeness. The fruit of the Spirit is trustworthiness, gentleness, and self-control.
Hallelujah.
Righteousness, shalom, joy, and ruach hakodesh. Righteousness, shalom, joy, and ruach hakodesh. That's the kingdom of Yah. Righteousness, shalom, joy, and ruach hakodesh. Righteousness, shalom, joy, and ruach hakodesh. That's the kingdom of Yah. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Then you must abide in the king's son. To be a living stone in his kingdom, abide in Yahushua. Righteousness, shalom, joy, and ruach hakodesh. Righteousness, shalom, joy, and ruach hakodesh. That's the kingdom of Yah. Be bold, be bold, be strong, be strong. For Yahweh, your El is in you. Be bold, be bold, be strong, be strong. For Yahweh, your El is in you. I am not afraid. I'll not be dismayed, because I'm walking in trust and victory. Come on, let's walk in trust and victory. For Yahweh, our El is in you. Gonna run through the camp. Tell everybody, get ready.
Get ready.
Gonna run through the camp and tell everybody, get ready.
Get ready.
I am not afraid. I'll not be dismayed, because I'm walking in faith and victory. Come on, walk in faith and victory. For Yahweh, your El is in you. Be bold, be bold. Be strong, be strong, for Yahweh, your El, is in you. Hallelujah. The joy of Yahweh is your strength. The joy of Yahweh is our strength. Yahweh lives inside us. Let's all love him and worship him. Yahweh, we love you today. Happy New Year, y'all.
Hallelujah. Happy New Year, brother. Thanks for sharing your music and a good old shofar blast. All right. I do believe we have another caller calling in here in just a minute. Brother Richard usually shares a few songs with us, as well as a shofar blast. And we got the shofar here off the shelf. And officially are commencing a new year. Yahweh has established in His Word. And the world calls January 1st New Year's Day in the dead of winter. But Yahweh begins a new year when the life springs up out of the earth in the spring and the very first crop of barley is ready. So the first of the first fruits. And we praise Yahweh for providing for us a beautiful new moon day. And we praise Yahweh for it. And we're looking forward to sharing some scriptures dealing with the events that took place on the new moon day. And I also want to mention that we are now going to begin to publish a calendar that you can hang on your wall. And last year we printed off 800 copies, and we're going to do that again this year. We're going to probably print more, maybe closer to 1,000 copies. And this calendar is going to give you moon charts like we described here at the beginning of the broadcast. And it's also going to give you the Roman dates along with Yahweh's dates and some brief information on some of the things that took place on those particular dates on Yahweh's calendar. So if you're interested in that, eliot.com/printedcalendar.html will give you full information. And you can also access that through the front page of the website. There is a link. And I do believe we have Brother Rich on the line. Shabbat shalom, or I should say New Year shalom, right?
Shalom. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you just fine. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be Yahweh. And we praise Yahweh for another new year.
Wow, what a surprise, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it came as a total surprise to me. I was not expecting it. But, you know, that's the way it is. It happens.
Well, and I just want to throw out there for anybody listening to keep the brothers and sisters in prison in prayer, because for those who want to go by the barley findings, they're going to have, for those who were thinking it was the 13th month, they're going to have a tough time getting off work in prison, because usually they require a 30-day notice in some prison units. So just pray for your brothers and sisters who are behind bars.
Yes, definitely we'll do that and have been doing that. And hopefully Yahweh will allow them to be granted mercy in the eyes of others who see their faithfulness to Yahweh, and they'll be able to get that time off. So hopefully. So we're going to pray for that. And I want to go ahead and give this link to those of you who are just joining us. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, the dates for Feast of Unleavened Bread and Passover Day are there on the screen, and also a link to calendar 2016, which we anticipate getting printed here sometime in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. We'll get that printed. And we're also needing some folks to donate toward the project. It's quite expensive to print these calendars. So we appreciate if you could please donate toward the printing costs. And if, hopefully Yahweh will lay it on enough people's heart to donate so that we can get these out there. But I don't like to charge anything for the calendar. Just it'll be free. If you can donate, please do donate. And there is a donation link there on that printed calendar page. So anyway, all that will be updated hopefully by tomorrow. And I'll have a downloadable version of that calendar ideally before the Sabbath. So that's the plan. So anyway, Brother Rich, anything else I did not blow the shofar with you, so I want to do that before we go. You have any music to share at all or anything else?
Sure, I'd love to share a few songs if you'd like.
That'd be fantastic. I'm ready when you are.
For the shofar blast?
How about we do both? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have a new tradition, and maybe other guitar players might like it too, but if you don't change your strings a lot, I felt led that maybe I should change my strings at least once a month so that I'm giving better praise to Yahweh. So that's a new thing I want to start doing, because usually I don't change them that often. But anyhow, I just thought I'd share that.
So, all right.
So fresh strings should be a little more vibrant than normal. So anyhow. Rock of our salvation, you are praised from shore to shore in all your creation. Let it ring from mountain tops, let my voice proclaim the tender mercies of Yahushua. His name. Messiah of Yahweh is He, restorer of our nation, hope of Yahweh now we see, bringing us salvation. Root of Yishai, line of Yehuda, judge of Israel. How I praise you for your joy. And all that I how I praise you, Yah. Rock of our salvation, you are praised from shore to shore in all your creation. Let it ring from mountain tops, let my voice proclaim it, the tender mercies of Yahweh. Salvation, root of Yishai, line of Yehuda, judge of Israel. How I praise you for your joy.
To be our way. Hallelujah.
And next one is, here we go, He Shall Reign. I think these are appropriate ones, all about how Yahshua is going to come back and rule the whole world. So, all right.
Shall reign over all the earth. He shall reign over all the earth. He shall reign over all the earth. He shall reign over all the earth. There shall come forth the rod out of Yishai, and the branch shall grow from his roots.
The Ruach of Yah shall rest upon him, the Ruach of wisdom and truth. He shall reign over all the earth, he shall reign over all the earth, he shall reign over all the earth, he shall reign over all the earth. He will not judge with the sight of his eyes, nor decide with the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the meek. He shall reign over all the earth, he shall reign over all the earth, he shall reign over all the earth, he shall reign over all the earth. He shall gather the outcast of Israel, the dispersed of Yehuda from all the earth. He shall stand as an ensign for his people, and his resting place will be most esteemed. He shall reign over all the earth, 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 he shall reign over all the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What a day that'll be. Actually, it is already, but he is restraining himself very much. Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh. Well, I could either do another one or stop there. If you're ready to move on, it's up to you.
Well, you can, if it's a brief one, you can do one more. And probably some folks on the East Coast, 10 o'clock, getting a little late, so we'll probably go into the study right after that.
A brief one. I'm not sure which one's a brief. Well, I'll just let you go ahead and move on then. I'm not sure which one to pick out that's brief, because some of these are kind of long, and I might pick the wrong one.
All right, brother. Well, we praise Yahweh for a new year, and appreciate you sharing some music with us. Great
Hallelujah.
Blessing to have you on here. One more so far blast to sign us off. What do you say?
All right.
Hallelujah. Blessed be Yahweh. Thank you for calling in.
Rosh Chodesh Sameach and Happy New Year.
Rosh Chodesh Sameach. Happy New Year to you as well. And praise Yahweh for another year. He has brought us through. You think back all the things that Yahweh has done for us this past year, and the challenges and the struggles and the trials, and he has brought us through. And some of you are still facing trials, as I am. And Yahweh is going to empower us all to be overcomers through and by Yahshua HaMashiach, and we praise Yahweh for that. And so anyway, we're going to share another song here from the library, and then we will move forward to our study portion. So we'll go ahead and share a song by Sister Tammy Robinson. Is actually the song title, Praise Yahweh. And
praise you, Father. I want to praise you, Father. I want to praise you, Yahweh, forevermore. I want to praise you, Father. I want to praise you, Father. I want to praise you, Yahweh, forevermore. You are worthy of all praise, and I adore you. I lift up my heart to you and bow before you. You call me out of the world into your holy nation. Father, my heart's desires to honor you. I want to praise you, Father. I want to praise you, Father. I want to praise you, Yahweh, forevermore. I want to praise you, Father. I want to praise you, Father. I want to praise you, Yahweh, forevermore. You are great. You are awesome, Father Yahweh. You gave your word to us so we can walk in your ways. You sent Yeshua to show the way into your holy nation. Father, our heart's desires to be with you. We want to praise you, Father. We want to praise you, Father. We want to praise you, Yahweh, forevermore. We want to praise you, Father. We want to praise you, Father. We want to praise you, Yahweh, forevermore. We want to praise you, Father. We want to praise you, Father. We want to praise you, Yahweh, forevermore. 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 Forevermore.
Blessed be Yahweh. Hallelujah. We do want to praise Yahweh forever and ever in these new moon days. Are a big part of our future. It says one new moon to another, one Sabbath to another, all flesh will come and worship before Yahweh, Isaiah 66:23. That's where it's predicted and it's going to happen. What that really means, I think, is Yahweh is going to be using that to teach the world his calendar. He has a calendar that he wants all of mankind to follow, and so when Yahshua returns and sets up his 1,000-year reign, then his calendar will be established. It will be the law of the land. And no more will Mr. Roman, the Caesar, get glory, or Pope Gregory get glory for establishing a calendar. But Yahweh will get the glory. Actually, he is the one that came up with the idea of having a calendar to begin with. It was his thought, his idea, his plan. So we go along with what he wants to do. So it's official. It is the first month of Yahweh's calendar. If you look up in the sky, just about within an hour or so after sunset, you will hopefully see this new moon, this crescent moon, marking the new month. We thought maybe there would be a 13th month in our previous understandings, but official word is that the barley was seen in Israel. And we do, I did confirm that the best I possibly could to make sure that, you know, we're not just taking one person at their word, but there were multiple witnesses to confirm this. And if you're interested in knowing the feast dates for this year, I want to mention that if you go according to an Israel sighting, all the dates here will be a day later. But the official dates are Passover Day, 23rd of March, Feast of Unleavened Bread, the first day, which will be a holy day, the 24th of March, and the last day of Unleavened Bread, the 30th of March. Both of those will be holy days upon which no work is to be done. So we don't do any work on the first and last days of Unleavened Bread. It is permissible to cook on Passover Day and do regular work and even go to work if you want to on Passover Day. And on the two holy days, I do believe, according to my understanding of Scripture, cooking is permitted on those days, but other forms of work are not permissible. The unleavened bread, we need to have all the leavening out of our homes by the night of what's called March 23rd, because as the sun goes down, the 24th will begin. And, of course, the 15th day of Yahweh's calendar will begin. And so we have confirmation on that. So make sure there is no yeast or yeast product-like products in your home by that time. And if you're interested in knowing more information of how to observe the Passover, you can go to the very top of Eliyahu.com, click Archives. And approximately a year ago, there have been three Passover studies, three of them dealing Passover parts 1, 2, and 3, going over how to observe this day and all the things entailed with it. So you can check that out. So these are the official dates, and so we're anticipating that. And so we're going to start now. I mean, tomorrow I think we're going to go through all of our cabinets and food supplies, freezers, and everything, and set everything aside, except for frozen products, we'll put into a box. And then we're going to try to go through all of our yeast products so that there's nothing hardly left by the time Passover rolls around. So that's what we're going to be doing here starting tomorrow. That's the plan. So anyway, we're going to go over some scriptures, some special events that took place on the first day of the month and the first the first month of the year, and particularly the first day of the month. We see quite a bit of things took place during this time. Genesis chapter 8, verse 13, came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed, the surface of the ground was dry. So that was an important event that took place in the first month of Yahweh's calendar. So we definitely want to be paying attention to that as one of the first things that took place first time. Actually, you notice here that the calendar it predates Israel. It's before there was ever an Israelite nation. And so since that's the case, this calendar that people call the Jewish calendar is not really a Jewish calendar in the sense that it was only the Jewish people that were following it. Yahweh established his calendar going all the way back, we see here, to Genesis chapter 8, it's mentioned. And so this is not a Jewish thing. This is a Yahweh thing here. I mean, it is a Jewish thing in a sense that the Jews are the only one really following what they believe is Yahweh's calendar, but they acknowledge it really isn't. First day of the first month. Sorry, I didn't have that on the right screen. But first day of the first month, the waters are dried up from the earth. Noah removed the covering and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. So there we go. Clear example there. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now Yahweh spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for the household." So on the 10th day of the month, which tonight begins the first of those 10 days, is when the lamb would have been taken aside for them to inspect, and they inspect it for 4 days, making sure it was without spot and blemish. And then they would, on the 14th day, offer that lamb. Numbers chapter 33, verse 3, they departed from Ramses on the first month, the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with boldness in the sight of the Egyptians. So in the first month, 15th day of that month, that's marking the time when Yisrael exited the land of Mitzrayim, or Egypt. And so that was obviously an important time that we would mark, and then we do mark, actually, as part of the first day of unleavened bread. And that's what that's commemorating, is this very thing. And spiritually speaking, is commemorating the removal of leavening or sin from our bodies. So keep that in mind. Exodus chapter 40, verse 17, came to pass the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was raised up. So Moshe raised up the tabernacle, fastened its sockets, set up its boards, put in its bars, raised up its pillars, and he spread out the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent on top of it as Yahweh had commanded Moshe. So that's another important event that took place in the first month of Yahweh's calendar. This very thing, the setting up of the tabernacle, obviously an important time, important thing for us to recall. Continue reading here. He took the testimony and put it into the ark, inserted the poles through the rings of the ark, and put the mercy seat on top of the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, hung up the veil of the covering, and partitioned off the ark of the testimony, as Yahweh had commanded Moshe. He put the table in the tabernacle of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle, outside the veil. And he set the bread in order upon it before Yahweh, as Yahweh commanded Moshe. He put the lampstand in the tabernacle of meeting across from the table on the south side of the tabernacle, and he lit the lamps before Yahweh, as Yahweh had commanded Moshe. He put the gold altar in the tabernacle of meeting in front of the veil, and he burned sweet incense on it, as Yahweh had commanded Moshe. So these are all the important events take place here. Continue reading. He hung up the screen at the door of the tabernacle. He put the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle in the tent of meeting, and offered upon it the burnt offering and the grain offering, as Yahweh came in Moshe. He set the laver between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and put water there for washing. And Moshe, Aaron, and his sons would wash their hands and their feet with water from it whenever they went into the tabernacle of meeting, and when they come near the altar, they washed as Yahweh had commanded Moshe. And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar, and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moshe finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of Yahweh filled the tabernacle. Must have been quite a time. Would love to have been there, wouldn't you? And Moshe was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of Yahweh filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey until the day it was taken up. For the cloud of Yahweh was above the tabernacle by day, and the fire was over it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. So, commemorating the time when the tabernacle was filled with the presence of Yahweh, can you just picture for yourself in your mind the awesomeness that must have been? You know, just amazing. Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 3 said, "The children of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there." So, marking the time of Miriam's death and the time they entered this wilderness of Zin. And this is, "Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moshe and Aaron. And the people contended with Moshe and spoke, 'If only we had died when our brethren died before Yahweh. Why have you brought up the assembly of Yahweh into this wilderness, that we and our animals should die here? And why have you made us come up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place with grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink.' So Moshe and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of Yahweh appeared to them. Then Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals. So Moshe took the rod from before Yahweh, as he commanded him. And Moshe and Aaron gathered assembly before the rock, and he said to them, Hear now, you rebels! Must we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moshe lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. Then Yahweh spoke to Moshe and Aaron, Because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. And there it is, a momentous event in the eyes of Moshe. And when did this happen? The first month is when it happened. And this is, you know, around this time period is when this had taken place. And so verse 13, this was the water of Meribah because the children of Israel contended with Yahweh and he was hallowed among them. And so he demonstrated he was going to take care of them. He was just testing them. I wonder how many times that happens to us in our own personal life. We get tested, don't we? And it looks like, you know, there's no water. There's no, we don't have our necessities. We're not going to have what we need. And you maybe even hasn't even come to that point yet. Maybe you have had your necessities cared for, but you're looking for Yahweh to provide above and beyond that. And we had difficulty trusting. And so we're, you know, now is the time for us to practice trust and not be the contenders and the murmurers among Yahweh's people. Joshua 4:15 says, Then Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Command the priests who bear the ark of the testimony to come up from the Jordan. Joshua, therefore, commanded the priests, saying, Come up from the Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh had come from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet touched the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan in the 10th day of the first month, and they encamped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For Yahweh, your mighty one, dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as Yahweh your Elohim did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of Yahweh, that it is mighty, that you may fear Yahweh your Elohim forever. So, momentous event there. They crossed the Jordan in the first month of Yahweh's calendar. Now, 2 Chronicles 29, verse 1, we see Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abiah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his father David had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of Yahweh and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, Hear me, Levites. Now sanctify yourselves, sanctify the house of Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of Yahweh our Elohim. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of Yahweh, and turned their backs on him. They also have shut up the doors of the vestibule, put out the lamps, have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the Elohim of Yisrael. Therefore the wrath of Yahweh fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeering, as you see with your eyes. For indeed, because of this, our fathers have fallen by the sword. Our sons, our daughters, our wives are in captivity. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Yahweh Elohim of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent now, for Yahweh has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense. Then these Levites rose, Mahath the son of Amasai, Joel the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, of the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdi, and Azariah the son of Yahalalel, of the Gershonites, Joah the son of Zimah, and Eden the son of Joah. Also of the sons of Elisaphan, Shimri, and Jael, of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah. Of the sons of Heman, Jehiel, and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah, and Uziel. And they gathered their brethren, sanctified themselves, and went according to the commandment of the king, at the words of Yahweh, to cleanse the house of Yahweh. Then the priests went into the inner part of the house of Yahweh to cleanse it, and brought out all the debris that they found in the temple of Yahweh to the court of the house of Yahweh. And the Levites took it out and carried it to the brook Kidron. Now they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the vestibule of Yahweh. Then they sanctified the house of Yahweh 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went into King Hezekiah and said, "We have cleansed all the house of Yahweh, the altar of burnt offerings with all its articles, and the table of the showbread with all its articles. Moreover, all the articles which King Ahaz in his reign had cast aside in his transgression we have prepared and sanctified, and there they are before the altar of Yahweh." Then King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of Yahweh, and they brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. Then he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of Yahweh. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise they killed the rams and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They also killed the lambs and sprinkled the blood on the altar. Then they brought out the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the assembly, and laid their hands on them, and the priests killed them, and they presented their blood on the altar as a sin offering to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded the burnt offering and the sin offering be made for all of Israel. And he stationed the Levites in the house of Yahweh with cymbals, with stringed instruments, with harps, according to the commandment of David, of Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet, for thus was the commandment of Yahweh by his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offering on the altar, and when the burnt offering began, the song of Yahweh also began with the trumpets and the instruments of David the king of Israel. So all the assembly worshipped, the singers sang, the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshipped. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praise to Yahweh with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered and said, "Now that you have consecrated yourselves to Yahweh, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of Yahweh." So the assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to Yahweh. The consecrated things were 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they could not skin all the burnt offerings. Therefore their brethren the Levites helped them, until the work was ended, until all the other priests had sanctified themselves, for the Levites were more diligent in sanctifying themselves than the priests. Also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of Yahweh was set in order. Then Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced that Elohim had prepared the people, since the events took place so suddenly. Chapter 30. And so Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, to keep the Passover to Yahweh Elohim of Israel. For the king and his leaders and all the assembly had agreed to keep the Passover in the second month. for they could not keep it at the regular time because a sufficient number of priests had not consecrated themselves, nor had the people gathered together at Jerusalem. And so they did that. They kept that second month Passover that we read about in the book of Numbers as being acceptable. Then we have chapter 35 of 2 Chronicles, verses 1 through 2, and it says, Now Josiah kept a Passover to Yahweh in Jerusalem, and they slaughtered the Passover lambs on the 14th day of the first month, and he set priests in their duties and encouraged them for the service of the house of Yahweh. And so that actually, this is a later time period, it's after Hezekiah, where Josiah kept a Passover as well. In chapter 35, in verse 10, it says, So the service was prepared, the priests stood in their places, and the Levites in their divisions according to the king's command. And they slaughtered the Passover offerings, and the priests sprinkled the blood with their hands, while the Levites skinned the animals. Then they removed the burnt offerings, that they might give them to the divisions of the fathers' houses of the lay people, to offer to Yahweh as it is written in the book of Moshe. So they did with the cattle. So, example of something taking place in the first month. Here we go. Now, in the book of Ezra, it says the descendants of the captivity kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. For the priests and Levites had purified themselves, all of them were clean, and they slaughtered the Passover for all the descendants of the captivity, for their brethren the priests, and for themselves. And the children of Israel who had returned from the captivity ate together with all of them who had separated themselves from the filth of the nations of the land in order to seek Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for Yahweh made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria toward them to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of Elohim, the Elohim of Yisrael. So, important event took place there, chapter 6. And in chapter 7, verse 8 through 10, it says, Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which is the seventh year of the king. On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his Elohim upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of Yahweh and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. And so he began his journey here, first day of the first month. So that's one of the many things that we have, you know, actually marked on our calendars, events that took place in the first month. Ezra chapter 10, verse 10 says, Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, You have transgressed and taken pagan wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Now therefore make confession to Yahweh Elohim of your fathers to do it and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the pagan wives. Then all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, Yes, as you have said, so we must do. But there are many people. It is a season for heavy rain, and we are not able to stand outside. Nor is this the work of 1 or 2 days, for there are many of us who have transgressed in this manner. Please let the leaders of our entire assembly stand, and let all those in our cities who have taken pagan wives come at appointed times, together with the elders and judges of their cities, until the fierce wrath of our Elohim is turned away from us in this matter. Only Jonathan, son of Azahel, and Yahaziah, son of Tikva, opposed this, and Meshulam and Shabbatai, the Levite, gave them support. Then the descendants of the captivity did so, and Ezra the priest, with certain heads of their father's households, were set apart by the father's households, each of them by name, and they sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And by the first day of the first month, they finished questioning all the men who had taken pagan wives. So that's an important event in the history of Israel and in Scripture. And then we have the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 7, in the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of the king Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot before Haman to determine a day and a month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, There are certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from all other peoples, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. If it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work. to bring it into the king's treasuries. So the king took a signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. And so this took place here, you see, in the first month is when they actually did this, the casting of Pur. And then, we're going to read verse 13. Then the king said to Haman, "The money and the people are given to you to do good to do with them as it seems good to you." Then the king's scribes were called on the 13th day of the first month, and a decree was written according to all that Haman commanded to the king's satraps, to the governors who were over each province, to the officials of all the people, to every province according to its script, and to every people in their own language. In their language, in the name of King Ahasuerus, it was written and sealed with the king's signet ring. And the letters were sent by couriers into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and annihilate all the Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder their possessions. So, and we know how that story worked out. If you read the book of Esther, you'll find out. In Ezekiel chapter 29, it says, it came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to labor strenuously against Tyre, and every head was made bald, every shoulder rubbed raw. Yet neither he nor his army received wages from Tyre for their labor which they expended on it." And so this is an event that took place in the first month. "Therefore, thus says the Master Yahweh, surely I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He shall take away her wealth, carry off her spoil, and remove her pillage, and that will be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, because they worked for me, says the Master Yahweh." "In that day I will cause the horn of the house of Israel to spring forth, and I will open your mouth to speak in their midst. Then they shall know that I am Yahweh." So another first day prophecy, or first month prophecy. Daniel chapter 10, the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with the gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face was like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and his feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words was like the voice of a multitude. Suddenly, a hand touched me and made me tremble on my knees, on the palms of my hands. He said to me, "O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have been sent to you." While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart to understand and humble yourself before your Elohim, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the king's chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come." So that's an important event taking place here in the first month. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 2, it came to pass when Yahushua had finished these sayings, he said to his disciples, "You know, after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." And this is the most important first month event in the history of the world, right here. Yahushua dying for the sins of mankind. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Yahushua began to both do and teach, until the day which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of Elohim. So there were 40 days afterward, and after he was raised on the day of first fruits, that he appeared to his disciples. And then Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, and this is, now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the congregation. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. So James was seized and killed on this day. First part of during the days of unleavened bread in the first century. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to Elohim for him by the congregation. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of Yahweh stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." So he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but he thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street. Immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that Yahweh has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. If you have young daughters, you understand this. The excitement was overwhelming. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting it was so, and so they said, "It's his angel." Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how Yahweh had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go tell these things to James and to the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. So pretty neat stuff happening here, first month of the year. Verse 18 and 19, "Then as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there." So, first month events on Yahweh's calendar. Pretty interesting things taking place. Some very key events in scriptural history took place during the first month of Yahweh's calendar. And for those of you who have not yet heard, we are planning on producing and printing a printable calendar that you can hang on your wall. And you'll see the link here at the bottom of the screen to for the calendar, and we'll be on that link. I will be putting a form where you can fill out and request a printed copy of that calendar. It's not yet available, but we'll be putting a form up there, and you can request it ahead of time, and then we'll send that out to you. And we are requesting donations if you're interested in contributing toward that project. I'd love to have you help us out, and we'll get these calendars out to as many people as we can, as many people as we can afford. So anyway, eliod.com/printedcalendar.html, And if you're late coming into the broadcast tonight, it's official. We have a new month and we have a new year. So Passover Day is on the day called March 23rd. Feast of Unleavened Bread, March 24th through the 30th, according to the Roman calendar anyway. On Yahweh's calendar, it is Aviv 14 for Passover Day and Aviv 15 through 21 on his calendar, which we're trying our best to follow. And that's why we like having that on our wall. So appreciate everyone's input. And I do have, as far as persons that I can point to, witnesses for Aviv, Salman Meyer, Brian Cumbery indicated that there's harvestable grain. But we do have two witnesses with Solomon and his wife. We're both there and witnessed the Aviv barley. He told me personally through conference call that it was parchable grain and it was far enough from the road that the road would not have affected it, approximately 20 yards from the road. And it was wild barley, kind of grew of its own accord. I think based on that, we can call it a new year. So Brian Cumbery also indicated some barley in the soft dough stage, which in the dough stage you can dry out the barley and produce, by parching and produce harvestable grain. And that is an acceptable thing according to Book of Leviticus. You can offer parched barley. So I think we're good enough to offer a sheaf, omer worth of sheaf. Apparently, has also been discovered. There was enough barley there to produce an omer. So we're good. And we are officially in the new year. That is the word. So anyway, Happy New Year. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off with a shofar blast. One final blast should do it. And appreciate everyone's participation. And hope that your new year is a blessed one. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of Yahweh, and Happy New Year to all of you. And until this coming Shabbat, enjoy your week, and shalom to your homes.